So Marguerite, you might just tell me a small bit about your business. It's called Carrie Come On.
Yes, our business is called Carrie Come On. Come On is the Irish for Hurley, and we've created a product that enables you to carry your Hurley hands-free.
Fantastic. And where did the idea for this come from, Marguerite?
Well, we have a girl on our team who plays with the Kerry Camogie, and another girl on our team, Clodagh, she went home and was talking to her sister who plays Camogie, and she came up with the idea at home.
That's great. And how did you find the whole process? Was it hard to take it from an idea and bring it into a business?
Well, we really enjoyed it. We worked a lot on our lunch breaks and after school, and it all came together nicely.
Fantastic. And I know you wanted to talk to me a little bit about the financing of the project as well.
Yeah, it costs €5.12 to make each Hurley holder, and we're currently selling them for €14.99. We have sold 25 of them so far, and with those 25 sales, we've made a profit of €218.
Fantastic. That's great. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, and we hope to sell another 25 between here and summer.
So, Clodagh, you're going to talk to us a little bit about the Carrie Come On and how it was made and how it's used.
Yes. So we initially just were told to go home and think of ideas. So I went home to my sister, and she was saying how some girls just thought it was hard to bring around their bags. So I came to school the next day with the idea of the strap. So then we got to work from there, and our business teacher, Mr. Clark, he went to look around for different materials, and we're using old high-vis to incorporate in like sustainable materials. And then eventually Mr. Clark, he found an old fabric shop that was closing down in Tralee, and that is where we've gotten our white material. And we did a research and we did a survey about how many people would buy it. And Shauna was going to trainings, and she was saying how some girls just didn't really like the high-vis, so that's why we switched to the white fabric. We've also been using Velcro to make it more easier for people to get their Hurley in and out. And it's really easy to put on. And there's also a pouch where the pouch where you put the head of the Hurley, you're able to fit two Hurleys in. And there's also a slitter holder in it, so you're able to carry around your slitter as well. Some people may or may not want to use this or have this on their product.
It's a huge convenience, and it makes it a lot easier for people then to carry their Come On or their Hurley.
Yes, it is. We really wanted for this to be really accessible for people to carry, as that was the whole point of our product. We just wanted it to be really accessible to everyone.
And Clodagh, is it difficult to make, or does it take long to make?
It takes about 2 hours to make, but if we really put our heads down and get to work, we could get it done in a shorter amount of time.
And is it difficult to make? Was it hard? Or once you kind of got used to the process, did that make it a little bit easier?
My nan was a seamstress, so she taught how to sew. So we've been getting the hang of it now. And there is a few bumps in the road, but we have definitely been getting on really well, and it hasn't really been that difficult.
That's great. It sounds fantastic. So Shauna, you're going to tell us a little bit about how it was promoted. So was it difficult or easy, Shauna, to promote this product?
It was quite easy. Like, me and Lucy both play on the Sleeve Lucre Camogie team, so a lot of girls from there really liked the product. I was playing on the Kerry team, so all of them really liked it as well. We also marketed through school sale days, which a lot of people said the product was very good. We got the Kerry Camogie senior team to promote it, as well as the Kilkenny All-Star Katie Nolan and former hurling captain Gavin Dooley. The chairperson of Sleeve Lucre promoted it to the Kerry County Board, who are like giving it out to all clubs around Kerry. Put posters around the town and school.
You must have been delighted to get such prominent people promoting it. It's a sign of a great product.
Yeah, we loved it.
And did you enjoy the whole process? I suppose you mentioned that you play Camogie yourself and that you're on the Kerry team. So you had a good insight, I suppose, and good kind of background knowledge. Did that make it easier to come up with the idea and to actually make it into a physical product?
Yeah. So a lot of people said it was really like much needed, as we carry bags and stuff, and like helmets, Hurley slitters, jerseys. There's a lot. So a lot of people loved it. And the fact that it's like road safety is even better. Parents get peace of mind knowing their child can walk to training.
There's a lot to think about. Did you find it difficult kind of getting everything together and making sure that everything was included? Or once you got started with the whole process, did it all just kind of naturally come together?
Once we got started, we all kind of filled into our own roles and everyone just came together. We all kind of just had a team going, and once everyone did everything, it all fell into place.
That's brilliant. Well done. So Lucy, you carried out a survey, didn't you, as well as part of the project?
Yeah, we did.
Will you tell us some of the findings maybe?
So we've gotten a survey of 90% of players carry their hurley to training by hand and 5% only bring their hurley in a sports bag. 80% said that they would buy our product for themselves, but only 80% said that they would buy it for a gift or someone else. And 44% would buy up to €30.
Those findings show it's a really successful product and people are really interested in it. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, we are.
And how did you find taking part in the Student Enterprise event?
I thought it was good.
And tell me this now, you're working towards the finals now, which is great. It's a great feeling, I can imagine. Are you planning to do any tweaks or anything or change the business, or what will you be focusing on now in the lead up to it?
I say we'll be only focusing up on like sales.
Brilliant. And do you do your sales through social media?
Yeah, we've an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and TikTok.
Brilliant. And what are the names of those pages?
Just Carrie Come On, I think.
So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they can just go onto your social media and send you a message that way?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the whole experience?
Yeah, we did.
And do you think having taken part now, is it something that you'd like to do again?
Yeah, I think we did. It's a great experience.
And did you learn lots of new skills?
Yeah, we learned about sewing.
And it's great to have someone to teach you those skills as well, which is lovely, and to get to show them off then after learning them. That must have been a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
Girls, thanks so much for talking to me, and the very best of luck in the national finals.
Thank you.